Hey, welcome to the Bitcoin panel. I'm Chris. This is the Fractal Bitcoin channel. Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Yeah, so this is the panel, and I'm the only one here as of now. That's okay. I'm hoping my guests show up soon. So we were going to talk about a bunch of different things today, including Geyser and crowdfunding with Bitcoin and Lightning. And so that's the plan. I hope that plan comes to fruition. So we're going to talk about Geyser and crowdfunding with Sats. Are you crowdfunding with Sats yet? I kind of just started. Here, I'll show you. Here we go. Here is our Geyser page, Fractal Bitcoin. Oh, yeah. Yep, creating daily short and fun Bitcoin news videos and podcasts. Great for newbies and growing Bitcoin fans. Yeah, actually, I'm kind of waiting for... my channel is still pretty new, right? It's less than... Well, it's about 3 months old. A little more than 3 months old. And everything's going well so far. I'm very happy. I'm very humbled by the amount of subscribers I have and everything. But I really, over the next 18 months, as the bull run continues and the excitement builds, like I don't want to say I'm expecting more viewers, but I'm definitely gonna have a lot more viewers, I hope. So, and then, you know, I haven't even gotten to the monetizing phase of Fractal Bitcoin or anything I'm doing yet. So, and I'm not really worried about it right now. That's not what I'm doing right now. Right now I'm putting in the work, building the foundation. And then hopefully, as I get better at making videos, hopefully fans will want to support me in some way. All right, Mix here. Welcome to the show.
Of course. Yeah, good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, Chris. Happy to have you. I was just explaining that we're going to talk a lot about Geyser. So let's first get to know a little bit about you. Why don't you introduce yourself to all the fans?
Of course. So my name is Mick. I am the co-founder of Geyser. And I am a Bitcoiner who's been in the space enough to just become more and more bullish through time. Yeah, my background is in anthropology and economics. I studied both of them at uni and became passionate about Bitcoin probably through, yeah, just that sort of those disciplines helped me appreciate this novel technology from what it can do to empower and emancipate humanity, a bit like how the internet did. And I was also, like everyone else, initially was told, this is a great thing. And I just rejected it right away, thinking it was virtual, useless sort of technology. But actually, then looking at it more deeply, I went down the rabbit hole. And eventually, I decided that I wanted to try to contribute as much as possible to this thing that I really believed in. And so I decided, okay, someone needs to build a crowdfunding platform on Bitcoin where people can send sats all over the world. And when I did, I realized that a crowdfunding platform on Bitcoin and on Lightning could be a game changer and bring so much value to the world in a way that it doesn't exist today with existing platform. And that's what I did. So that's been, around, now been live for a year and a half, but Geyser has been a project going on for around, 2 years and or more than that, 2.5. So it's been a wild ride, but excited how far it's come and constantly learning more and enjoying being part of this space.
That's great. Yeah, it does feel, I mean, I'm not a developer like you or anything, but just being part of the space feels good right now. Yeah. Like it feels like, all right, you know.
Yeah, and I'm not even a developer. I'm a designer. Sort of my background is more in the design and partner with my CTO and co-founder who brings a technical background and can kind of take an idea and actually build it, which is awesome. So yeah, that's where I got. And amazing also for you that I know, and I really, really say this and I really really mean this, that honestly anyone can contribute to Bitcoin. And that's what we really believe in fundamentally, that Bitcoin is a technological revolution, but it's going to ripple into other layers of society. And part of that is the educational, then the social layer. And, you know, following with the principles of Bitcoin, respect, self-sovereignty, fairness, and it'll trickle through all these different layers. And with Geyser, hopefully we make it possible for anyone, not just developers, to play a role in Bitcoin, right? To easily try to monetize their project, whether it's, I don't know, an education, a project to improve, I don't know, if it's a podcast or if it's going out and doing a meetup and raising funds for it. Yeah, so there you go. And anyone can contribute to Bitcoin, and Geyser hopefully makes it a little bit easier for people to raise money towards their ideas, you know, for the Bitcoin community to support them in the idea.
Right. I have a question. So there's a million things I want to talk to you about. One of the first things, though, is because I have a Geyser page for Fractal Bitcoin, and no one knows about it, and almost zero people in my life are into Bitcoin and Lightning, pretty much. So when I go, you know, so my general question for you is, like, when people start trying to crowdfund with Geyser, let's say, get donations of sats, it seems to me like it's just the Bitcoin culture and the Bitcoin space that's sort of donating to each other. Is it seeping out into the broader population?
Yeah, a good question. And right now, I'll say that it is happening, the seeping into broader culture, but happening slowishly. So I'll say that because it's Bitcoin based, right? You can only send Bitcoin, you can only receive Bitcoin. It is focused tailored on Bitcoiners. We're trying to slowly make it more accessible. So you'll notice there's many different languages that you can view it in. The references to Bitcoin are being a little bit less pushed, even though you go guys and you see, I think in the first page, you see guys Bitcoin, you see it like 20 times. I think Bitcoin raised, but we've trying to make it more accessible. So that's something in progress, but also we're hoping in the coming months to allow users to accept fiat payments. And that's something that we've been working on for a while, but it's really a matter of finding the right partnership. And yeah, we're hopeful that we probably could try to make that happen this quarter. What that means is that anyone can pay with credit card towards your project, but then you receive Bitcoin. So that way we make it possible for you to use our Lightning address and receive everything everything via Bitcoin into that Lightning address. So yeah, there's hurdles. There's a lot of hurdles, a lot of work to do to get closer to make Geyser more accessible to everyone, to the normies, to the mainstream. The hope I have is that we are seeing, you know, some people that last year didn't know about Bitcoin starting to use Geyser for their like projects, whether I think and a lot of these people that are creators that have been part of the online kind of creator ecosystem and are increasingly kind of understanding Bitcoin is the way to monetize in a way that is censorship resistant and better, faster, cheaper, all of that. And so we're seeing the beginnings of that, I think. But what we need is a nice bull run to really bring more attention to the space, to Bitcoin, and kind of just having Bitcoin do its thing of just going up and creating all this attention and hype. And usually when this happens in the last bull run, what we saw is that we have Ethereum, and other crypto projects kind of taking on the entire narrative. And what we need is we need to really define the narrative and bring people in and have the avenues for people to explore, and not just speculatory avenues. And so hopefully what we believe with Geyser is that the next avenue will be hopefully the creators, the Bitcoin creators that are producing content, that are producing board games, that are producing collectibles, music, right, art, and all the like, that enabling, basically giving an avenue for all these creative people, educators, community builders, content creators, and the like, to flourish through the Bitcoin space. So yeah, so that's really hopefully one of the ways that Geyser can provide some value in the coming bull run, and that's through just empowering people to fundraise in a way that they never did before.
Yeah, what's up, BTC Moon guy? Yeah, oh yeah, baby. So when you were talking about accepting fiat or U.S. dollars, immediately I thought of Strike. I don't know if there's any way you guys could work with the Strike team on the back end to convert stuff, or if it's not Strike, I mean, maybe somebody's doing that, right? But it's got to be tricky, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to do it. We want to partner. I don't think Strike is doing that as a service. If they did, that would be amazing. I've said this multiple times that we need fiat on ramps onto Bitcoin. But yeah, it's a tricky thing to build from a regulatory standpoint. We're not building it; we're just integrating with it.
Right.
So hopefully something will come up soon, and I think it will. Let's see.
And then as far as this bull run, getting more interest in not only Geyser, but crowdfunding and Bitcoin, I think getting a few like big names involved would be great. Like, you know, like someone with a A-list name comes out and says, yeah, we're starting a Geyser campaign. And then, again, I know that's not easy, because then they'd have to tell their audience, okay, you got to go get a crypto app, and then you have to deposit USD and change it over, and then
Let's get Mr. Beast.
All right, let's get Mr. Beast.
And imagine, right? This guy is making millions of dollars. He's making millions of dollars in just ads, right? Imagine if if 5% of the hundreds of millions of viewers donated $1 each. I mean, he has no idea how much more money he can leverage through using actual money, not the proxy of money, which is advertising. I mean, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, advertising will have a role in the future, but it's not even close to what peer-to-peer native internet payments can do. It's absolutely astounding that, I mean, he's just floating in money, right? So, I think that's how we win. It's not so. The Mr. Beast might be the last guy to actually integrate it, because this system works so well for him. Bitcoin, micropayments, Geyser, Fountain, Wavelake, Stack News, all these great platforms, which are, by the way, mostly Lightning native. Because that's really the way to make it scalable. All these platforms have the potential to empower the more sort of the new creators that are looking for alternatives for monetizations. If you already are making millions of dollars in advertising, you don't need Bitcoin, right? Again, Bitcoin is crazy like that. It works on the edges. It's sort of this really purely bottom up thing, and just like it's built for those who don't have financial access to finance, to banking, it also will be leveraging those who it will be empowering those who don't have access to creators that don't have access to normal advertising monetization methods. So yeah, it's kind of working in this sort of way. It's gradual. It's brutal. It's brutal and slow, but every time it just, every 4 years, it just keeps doing its thing.
Yeah, and that grassroots growth is it does take time, and it is sort of frustrating, and it is almost painful how slow it happens. But one thing about that is it's that grassroots growth is the most natural kind of growth. And it's also the kind of growth that as it grows, you can't just take it down. You can't just get rid of it that easily. So I think there's some law that the number of years that something has been around, the likelihood that it'll be around for that many more years is likely. So like Bitcoin's been around for 15 years now, right? Let's say a little more, or right around 15.
Yeah.
The chances that it'll be around for another 15 are like very, very high, because it has lasted this long and the grassroots, and it's not just so. And the opposite of that is when something gets really popular really fast, and it, inevitably it just dies away and it goes away because it can't sustain that, right?
Yeah. The Lindy effect, right? The Bitcoiners okay. like to talk about. Yeah, that's what you just described, right? The more it exists, and the more likely it is to, yeah, it is to exist based on its existence. It's a bit right. tautological, but gold has 5,000 plus years of Lindy, and Bitcoin has 15. So yeah.
Yeah.
And with every year, it gets a little bit stronger.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Geyser, because there's so much I want to talk about. So there's the marketing aspect, which, I mean, that's up to the person who has the Geyser campaign. Like for Fractal Bitcoin's Geyser campaign. Here, let me just show it real quick. It's up to me to go out and tell people about it and send people to the page and maybe give them rewards or perks, right? That kind of thing. And like I said before, I don't have a large audience yet, so it's not easy for me yet, but that's okay. I'm not in a rush. You know, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, but
yeah, it's meant to it's meant to be like a tool, right? To make it a lot more easy, a lot more social, a lot more rewarding to sell via that, to buy and sell via that, via Geyser. And so yeah, the marketing bit, we have a landing page that shows whether your project is trending. We can feature some projects, but the question of increasing the reach of your project is a challenging one. It's a challenging one because on one hand, we want to support creators and then make sure that they're successful. On the other, we really firmly believe that, like, if Geyser were to be shouting out of every project that gets created on it, it'd just be, I think it would lower the signal, right? And so I think the way we see it as creating the best possible tool for you to share with people that, with your community, with people that are your community, your audience, well, that makes it possible for you to accept payments a lot more easily and just access the people that really love your content, right? So people listening now love your content. They're here. They know that they have to go to guide to your project on Geyser and support you. Please do that. Fractal Chris has been doing some awesome, crazy content here. So yeah, can you scroll down? There you go.
Yeah, I need help, by the way, because look, where does it say how many sats I've been given? It's the number is zero, by the way. Which again, I'm not, it's okay.
Yeah. It's something that in mobile you actually cannot quite. Is that mobile or desktop?
No. I have it zoomed in so far though. That's the thing.
If you zoom out, you should be able to see it. There you go.
Yeah. There we go. Top right, zero. Yeah, baby. Okay.
So yeah. So have you promoted it? I mean, I'd love to learn more.
A little, but like I said, my audience in general is very small. Still, I don't.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I'm in. You know. I've been into podcasting for a long time. I've hosted many shows before. So, you know, in terms of like doing a show and having a good sound and all that, like I'm good at all that. So like it may come off like I'm more successful than I am with Fractal Bitcoin because I just started but it's okay. I'm not in a rush, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to what we found is that it's important just to start and to it's important just to start and initially it can be challenging. You need all that user feedback from the community, what they like, what type of, you know, signals they like, what kind of stuff do they like to listen to. But it's also important, really important, to bring in those key, how do we call them, those key tactics, like sharing it once in a while, writing some updates, and having rewards that speak to your users. For podcasts, for example, we've noticed that shout outs are quite popular. Sponsorships, you can sell sponsorships. And now we make it a lot easier. We launch these limited editions rewards now. So you can say, okay, there's only three of these, to make it a little bit more appealing. And I'm writing these entries and entry updates that allow you to kind of share updates and share your project more often. And like adding it to your LinkedIn bio on Twitter or Noster. Yeah, this sort of thing really, really does help.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I've done some of those things, and I obviously need to do them more, but, you know, and I don't want to go on too long about this, but I haven't really, like, I know my viewers like certain things about my show, like,
yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin, like that's, but anyway, so I'm still figuring out what works, still forming, and but once they form a little, then I'll know what it is, then I can go.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's has anything else worked that you know of? Like, you're a Noster user, has that sort of been helpful in other ways? Or
yeah, no, on Noster I haven't gotten much traction at all, because I think it's because everyone there is sort of into Bitcoin already, and they follow the Bitcoin news already, and so My show is more for normal people.
Nice.
So when I post it on Noster, it's like they probably think I'm this lame normie guy, old guy. I get that a lot. You're too old. It's like, dude, what do you think? I'm 80? Do I look 80? Anyway.
No, man, but we've got to fix this. You need the first donation. I'm gonna send you some sats right now.
Oh, wow. No way. See? I'm so lame. I have to wait for a guest to give me my first
set. I'll be the first guest. to send you some. You're not lame, man. It's good vibes here. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, come on. So welcome, everybody. Glad to have you all here. Nicktron says, hi from RSA. RSA? Where's that? Republic of South Africa? Let's go. South Africa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Can we get some oh yeahs in the chat? All right. So yeah, so I'm going to come up with some what do they call them? Perks and stuff. Rewards.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with some good rewards, yeah.
Yeah.
But I love Geyser, and what, by the way, sorry, one thing I want to not forget to ask you is cuz I want to talk about the fact that you can set up your own Bitcoin node and connect it to Geyser and all that. And I'm not very technical, so it'll be good if you can explain that, you know, simply. But the other thing is, these other crowdfunding platforms, some of them have become almost political. Like, if you say, I know, for instance, from history, people have had Patreon
revoked,
campaigns on Patreon, and they just get deleted from there. They get canceled because of some political stuff. So how does Geyser handle that? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So on the censorship, the beautiful thing about Geyser is that we don't touch any money. We don't control any funds. We don't route directly any payments. And so it's really peer-to-peer, right? So I just funded you a few sats. Geyser just takes notice of the payment, but the payment really goes from me to you direct. So the guys is really, I think, one of the first instances where the money goes straight into the creator's hands without necessarily staying on a platform, right? Yeah, more sats coming your way. But I thought I was sending $5, actually. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no worry. Dude, I'm so happy. Are you kidding? Sats.
Oh, that's awesome. Love to see. Yeah, yeah. You should be. Five sats is a beautiful.
I'm telling you.
But $5 are coming too. But yeah, just the what did I say? So guys who doesn't have a wallet for you, the sats go straight into your wallet on your Lightning node wallet or your Lightning address wallet. And that's pretty powerful because that means that we can't ever take your money. We can't ever freeze your funds. That also makes it possible for us to operate in almost anywhere in the world because we're not in any way money transmitters.
Right.
And so really that's powerful because, again, we cannot censor financially. In terms of taking projects down, we are still a platform. So if the government were to come and ask us to take something down, we probably would have to comply. And also, we do have our own terms. So, you know, we don't welcome projects that incite violence and those types of things, incite a revolution. If you want to have a revolution, do it. I don't know, using a Bitcoin address, you know, in a more censorship resistant way. Not through Geyser. Geyser's for the peaceful revolution, right? For the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. Obviously, you know, we are very much freedom minded. And we aim for having as much liberty when it comes to freedom of speech and expression. But obviously, yeah, other things like inciting violence are not okay. So yeah, to some extent, you know, as a platform, we still have that because we're still a platform. We're still a central point of failure.
Right.
That said, what's crazy is that actually Geyser projects are not just on Geyser, they're on Nostr. So if Geyser were to take a project down, that project still exists in the Nostrverse. So your project, Fractalclis, Chris, if you want to look at it, again, I can show you. And this will all become much more better with a better user interface. But if you can see there, this says npub below the project image.
Yep, right here.
There. So if you click that and you go to Primal, you should be able to see if Primal listens to our UI, listen to our relay. There you go. So your project exists also on Nostr, basically.
Oh, wait. So my project has its own npub.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So exactly. So that's sort of part of that censorship resistance. So your project has an npub. Now we do have the nsec for that npub. Otherwise it would not be possible. But this is the first step towards more and more deep nostrification, like you call it. Okay. And in the future, you'll be able to use your own npub, not just the one that we've given to you. But this is the first step because a lot of people, so actually if you log in with Twitter and you create a project on Geyser using Twitter, your project still is an npub, right? So that's why we didn't want to be asking users for their npubs, because some users have npubs, others don't have npubs, right? Somebody is logging in with Twitter, someone logging in with Google,
right?
And so in all these cases, we all their projects will be and actually already are now on Nostr. And the reason for that is for the decentralizing the platform. First step of which is Nostrify projects. Second step is making it possible for users to use their own npubs to create their own projects without us being the custodians of it.
Got it. So question, if you had to take a project down off of Geyser, off the Geyser website platform, yeah. So does the project still
exist?
Okay.
Yeah.
So people who are giving 1,000 sats a month, could still go through.
Absolutely. Okay. And it'll go into your wallet. And so that's the idea, is that if another crowdfunding platform comes up and emerges, they could pull in data from our relay, right? And display it. So yeah, maybe we take the project down, but someone else will take the project up, right? And that furthers, we talked about financial censorship, which is not possible. And then the content censorship, which is somewhat possible, is becoming solved by Nostr.
Right. I like the word you said, Nostrified, which is, I love that because it just makes sense. It's like this the whole culture. It's complete freedom and liberty without any restrictions, and let people do whatever they want. So that makes sense. Yeah. So, all right. So then that's pretty cool. Yeah. And as far as what was the other thing I was going to ask you?
The nodes.
Yes. So as far as I know, and you'll be able to explain this better, but I want to know more about how, like, so for instance, my campaign on Geyser right now, if someone donates, it goes to the sats go, they go to my wallet, but they go through your node. And there's, I believe you just change the fee to a 4% fee, which is, by the way, that's totally fine. I mean, you guys need a fee to operate, and that's 4% is not much at all. And again, I'm just happy to have a platform like Geyser, so 4% is fine by me. But anyway, so that's how I'm doing it now. But if somebody connects their own Bitcoin node, then you guys aren't even in the loop at all. The sats go straight through, let's say it was me, through my node to my wallet, right? With zero fees, right?
That's right. That's right. So you can either connect your Lightning address or you can connect your node, which is a little bit more challenging, but allows, and also challenging, but also honestly, you know, quite time consuming. And not just connecting the node, but the whole liquidity management is really quite challenging. But yeah, if you can do it, that's fantastic. And in that case, we want to support Bitcoin open source development. We want to support node runners that are securing the network, right? Node runners are so important for Bitcoin, and that's also why we decided to make Geyser free to use for node runners. And so far so good. Most people are, you know, run their own, like, use their Lightning address, but it's still something that it's good for the ecosystem.
Yeah, because running your own Lightning channels and all that is, I looked into it, and it's way too much for me right now. When even guys like you and Tatum and all these other guys are like, yeah, it's not so easy. I'm like, if they say it's not so easy, there's no way I'm going to even attempt it. So, but it's totally cool because you guys, again, I can use your node because you're not keeping the funds anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what is it?
Yeah, it's still beautiful, right? Because you can use your own, if you're in the United States, you can use Strike, right? If you're, you can use Wallace Doshi. If you want to be more on a custodial, you can use Zeus to receive funds instantly, lightning speed, with super low fees from everywhere around the world. It's magic. It's really magic.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about this new integration you have with Flash. And this is the automated subscriptions, right?
The recurring payment, recurring subscriptions. Yep.
Yeah. Recurring subscriptions. So here, this is the on Geyser. It says, want to integrate subscriptions onto Geyser? And you can join the beta. And oh, I thought I had the Flash. Oh, if I click learn more, then it goes here. This is Flash. And apparently this is, so Flash, describe what they are real quick.
So Flash makes it easy for platforms like us to enable Bitcoin Lightning subscriptions, and they use Nostra Wallet Connect, which is a platform, which is essentially a set of standards to allow basically Lightning wallets it allows me as a user, say of Albi, to give the permissions to Albi to make those payments on a regular basis, basically. If I go on Geyser and I want to subscribe to a project, my wallet will communicate with the wallet of the sender and will ensure that on a monthly basis or a weekly basis that amounts of money gets sent. And it also gives you the power to the sender to cancel their subscription if needed. So it's still a very early phase of Nostr. It's called Nostr Wallet Connect. And Nostr Wallet Connect because it uses the Nostr protocol to manage the invoices for the subscriptions, and uses basically the Lightning invoices, but also the Nostr NPubs to establish that the identity layer. I haven't looked too much into it yet, to be honest, but that's why Flash was pretty great, because we could, without going too deep into Nostr Wallet Connect, just try it out and test it out with a few users. So far, I think we had around 10, 12 users that are subscribing monthly to some projects. So not much, really. It's really early. But mainly because these Lightning wallets are very few. Only Albi and Mutiny have subscriptions integrated, Nostr Wallet Connect integration. Okay. So, you know, I think when we have platforms like Strike, like Wallet Satoshi and some of these others that are more used to integrate Bitnob in Africa, to integrate Nostr Wallet Connect, that's when I think we'll see a lot more interest, a lot more adoption.
Yeah, well, now Coinbase is working on their Lightning thing now too. So,
yeah, but I mean, I don't suspect they'll do a Nostr Wallet Connect yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a bit different. So that's exciting, right? That's super exciting. 100 million users all of a sudden on board into Lightning. It's gonna be marking the next, hopefully, like we were talking about narratives, the narrative trend around Lightning. I mean, that's really the big hope, is people are going to realize how powerful this finally is, and yeah, with that, you know, anyone will be able to create projects on Geyser quite easily, but also you'll be able to, but you won't be able to subscribe to projects yet.
Right. So I'm wondering, and this is a little off the subject, but not really. It has to do with Lightning. The fact that Coinbase just came out and said they're going to be building Lightning infrastructure and all that. And then you have the hints by Elon Musk around Twitter or X, where they might implement something. Do you think Twitter or X is going to implement Lightning, or do you think they're going to do something dumb like Dogecoin or a bit of everything? I know this is speculation. Yeah,
I hadn't heard of Twitter integrating anything like that. It's a good question. I surely hope so. The chances of that happening, I'm not sure of. I think if the chances were happening were there, maybe Jack Dorsey would have done that already. Although now Elon Musk made it private, so he's has a lot more control over the company. Maybe he can pull it off, but I don't know. As much as I think Elon does a lot of good, I'm of the camp that I think he's a bit of an ego guy. So he's probably gonna not look at Lightning and just, yeah, like you said, use Dogecoin or just maybe use just a little like platform money cash thing where you can recharge it, and that just won't work. I don't know. I think it would mean giving defeats, kind of defeating, instead of losing the battle against. I mean, he owns Bitcoin, but I don't know. I surely hope so. But I do see quite a few steps in the way.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. It's just that he mentioned there'll be some sort of payment integration this year. And then it was like a few months later, someone asked him about Lightning in general. And he was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you not know and this is like recently, this is within the last 3-4 months, where he kind of pretended like he didn't know what Lightning was, and everybody was like tweeting about it like, oh, come on, man. So yeah. Anyway, that's a little speculation.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think that makes sense. Hopefully someone can orange pill him into Lightning at some point. But let's see.
Right. So let's look at what's coming up for Geyser. This is the homepage. Yeah, I zoomed out so we can. Well, I zoomed in a little so we can see it. But yeah, over you can filter filter by project tags. So you can look up projects in certain areas. There's some featured projects. And then there's, you know, education, culture. This is pretty cool. I was browsing it last night, and the categories made it easy. What are you guys working on now? What's coming up next?
So what we're working on now is we're focusing on improving the user experience. I think this is still the remnants of an early release product that makes it possible to see what's going on. It gives you a glance into what's going on, but there's a lot that we need to do to help a user like yourself to see the projects, like see at a glance what's going on in your project, creating a simple dashboard, viewing more easily the projects that you follow, viewing grants that are taking place, and then going to the project, and within the project, just making it a lot more easy to use and easy to share, and easy to create rewards. So really focusing a lot more on improving the user experience. That's going to be a key thing, and it'll be revamped a lot. It'll be really helping you a much more personalized view of Geyser that makes a lot more sense to you rather than seeing something that everyone is seeing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And I just wanted to show everyone, look at this. Oh, yeah. 7,253 sats. Thank you, Mick. I know that was you. Okay. Oh, I think he froze. Mick, you froze. Did we lose him? All right. Well, that's... let's go back here to the homepage. Yeah. So a thousand plus projects. Wait, yep. You guys can see my... Are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're back, yeah.
Sorry, I'm not sure what happened there. I have good signal.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I know you're... I believe you're not in the United States, right? So I don't know where you are, and I don't want you to tell us, but anyway.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm in England. The CIA knows everything, I'm sure.
You know? So, yeah. So what... are there any specific projects on Geyser that are sort of been catching your attention recently?
So I think the big one has been Spirit of Satoshi. Here you see it on the right.
Oh, yeah. Let me click on it.
And this is a very interesting project that I think has caught a lot of people's eyes. And they've been really good at making... basically, it is an AI of Satoshi. So they're taking all the texts, all the knowledge of what we know of what Satoshi's written, but also kind of compounding that with Austrian economics. And it's basically like a ChatGPT, but with a Bitcoiner perspective. Mm. And as you can imagine with ChatGPT and the Google AI, you ask it any questions and it'll give you a pretty, you know, politically correct, oftentimes wrong, untruthful, and... very, very normy type answers. And this ChatGPT that they're creating at Spirit of Satoshi is a lot more focused on truths, on freedom principles, and Austrian economics. So what they've done here is that they have sort of open sourced it, I think, and to support the creation of like user-generated content in the platform, because they need to train the AI. They also need people to ask a question and feed it feedback loops of what's okay, what's not okay. And so to sponsor that effort, they've created these incredible digital collectibles. So if you, on the right side panel, if you want to scroll down in the reward section.
By the way, Nicktron, this is the site, geyser.fund. You can see I have it right there, geyser.fund. Okay, so you want me to... scroll down.
On the right side panel, though. There you go. Yeah, so you can see here, if you keep scrolling, you can see that there are, apart from all the paperbacks, there's also some collectible cards. And they sold quite a lot of them. Some of them are sold out. Actually, a lot of them are sold out. You can see them are better on the left side menu. You can click on the reward icon.
Oh,
yeah, as you can see, yeah. So you can see here a lot of these rewards. Some of them are books, and some of them are just those digital collectible. Well, those physical collectibles that have been built in partnership with BTC trading cards. So BTC trading cards do amazing high quality collectibles, physical collectibles that are like Pokemon cards, and they are truly scarce as they say they are, and have a lot of imbued in them a lot of the principles that Bitcoiners appreciate. So they've partnered together to create this bespoke set of trading cards that have gone almost entirely sold out. So super, there's only one left, is it, at the bottom, if you keep scrolling down?
Yeah, they're all actually, they're all sold out, I think. Yeah, this is the top one, $7,000. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've sold them completely then. That's insane. So, that's super exciting.
Sold out.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's incredible.
Good for them.
That's incredible.
Yeah, the trading cards, I can't wait for BitBlock Boom. They're going to be there, and they're going to have a special set, and I'm ready to I want my BTC trading cards. Let's go.
Oh, man, yeah. You don't have any. You haven't had your unpacking experience yet.
No, because Carl has been on the panel a few times, and he's mentioned it, and I've looked at him. And then when I knew they were going to be at BitBlock Boom, I was like, you know what? I'll just get them there. So,
yeah, nice. Oh, there's amazing, really, really amazing packs of cards. You have to get your hands on them,
right? And I want to get one of the big packs so I can, because you can buy like 100 packs or more and just like give them out to people, right?
Yeah. It's a no brainer.
It's like education for people, right?
Exactly. It's a way of it's a way of educating and having fun with it. And yeah, learning that way, learning through fun, collecting, such a human instinct.
Yeah. So even for the young ones, probably, especially, right?
Like yeah.
the kids and the grandkids, you know, I mean, I'd assume they have to be, they can't be 3 years old, but if they're not going to understand it, but I guess if they're at least 7 or 8 years old, they could understand it. So yeah, all right. Well, we're coming to the end here, Mick. You were frozen again, but now you're back. So, what are some final words that about Geyser that you want to leave us with? By the way, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about Geyser.
Of course,
because I think
anytime.
The whole crowdfunding thing is fascinating, and it's only going to get more popular and more important. In a decentralized world, in a world that has a Bitcoin standard, we don't need a Patreon or any of these big guys. So I'm happy that you guys are building in that direction. It's really beautiful. So, all right, we got a few minutes left. You want to add anything?
Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for the invite. What can I say? What should I tell your audience? What's your audience interested in?
They're interested in
meditation.
No
enlightenment.
No, hold on.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, they're into sound clips. No, they're into Bitcoin news. Also, one thing I cover in my videos, and some people ask why, but I think it's kind of obvious. But I talk about Bitcoin, obviously, mostly about Bitcoin. But then I talk about like how fiat is crashing and burning, and also how governments are corrupt and all that. So
yeah.
So I think that's part of fractal Bitcoin is
makes sense.
Bitcoin's the answer. But why is Bitcoin the answer? Because there's all this other garbage, right?
Makes sense. So then let me just say then that definitely Bitcoin is the answer. Bitcoin will probably inevitably win, and it'll win through empowering people by making all of our wealth. Well, by empowering us through wealth, really, which is something that we don't think about in the world today. We think that we have to.
You're chopping bad.
We
you're back.
Bad people, you know, that we should worship equality. Damn, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little choppy, but you seem to be coming back.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hopefully this is better. So with Bitcoin, we win. But in short, we win better by sharing some of the Bitcoin with people that are doing the work, that are people that are putting the work, the effort, that are doing great podcasts like Fractal, Chris, and like all those other creators that are producing valuable content, that are creating films, that are creating movies, that are creating collectibles to celebrate the moment we're in. We're still so early in Bitcoin. We are in this key point in time that we'll always look back to. And so what we're doing here is actually we're also stacking memories. We're stacking sets. We're also stacking memories. So consider to feel part of the Bitcoin revolution, to feel part of this special moment in time, to appreciate all the wealth of Bitcoin has enabled. Our belief is that since Bitcoin is making us wealthier and forever, we will actually be much more willing to depart with some of our sats because the value of our wealth is appreciating every year. And so the least we could do is to keep, as like we like to say at Geysers, let the sats flow. Just let the sats flow, because that's how we create circular economies. That's how we can imbue Bitcoin, the world with Bitcoin. We have to spend them. We have to, especially for people who are Bitcoiners, who are likely to keep them in Bitcoin. And that's how I think we win. I don't think we win just by hodling. I think we win by spreading sats, by spreading the love, and creating these letting it sort of flow out into the world. Because the more sats we give in tips, in purchases of Bitcoin art, in collectibles, in podcast apps, the more content that podcasters are going to be creating, the more art Bitcoiners are going to be creating, the more of a Bitcoin economy there will be. So yeah, get out there, spend your sats. Obviously keep some sats in cold storage. But yeah, this is where I think this is where you can have an impact, even if you have a fiat job. Anyone can have an impact. Anyone can have an impact. And you can have an impact by spending some of those sats, supporting the Bitcoin ecosystem. So go to Geysers.fund, or if you want to go even in the pro level, start a project like Fractal Chris and support these creators and create content and create.
I love it. And I you know, supporting the platforms like Geyser and supporting the developers, for instance, on Noster, there's a lot of people working really hard to create this new world. And I agree with you 100%. Just spread the love around with some sats. And you don't have to give all your sats away, obviously. And I think as people are more easily able to convert their fiat into sats, they'll be able to let it flow better. Because, you know, a lot of people now, they buy a little Bitcoin. They only have a little because they're still, in the rest of their life, they're still dealing in fiat. And so anyway, That'll all improve.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Mick, thank you. This has been great. And Chris, hopefully awesome. You can come back sometime. And yeah, hopefully next time there's an actual panel instead of just one guy.
No, fun times, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. I'll be off to bed, but hope you have a good rest of the evening.
All right. Thanks, Mick. And we'll say goodbye to everybody at the same time. So, all right. Thanks everybody for watching. Thanks for commenting. You guys are awesome. BTC Moon Guy, Nicktron. All you guys. All right. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.